Shout out to the Jack Rhodes Show. That's my favorite show.
Jack Rhodes.
Jack Rhodes rocks.
This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent. Main power to maximum. Biogenic generation engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes.
It's time for the
Jingle Show. What was the Jack Rhodes Show business?
And Jack Rhodes.
It's a Jack Rhodes Show.
Jimmy and Jack in the morning.
That's right. In the evening, whatever it is. That's okay, right. Well, it's President's birthday today.
Absolutely. Right.
GW, George Washington, George Washington's birthday today.
Thursday, February 21st, 2008.
22nd.
Is it?
Yep, 21st. Today's 22nd. Sorry. 21st. No. 22nd. And eclipse last night. Unfortunately,
it's
clouds.
Jimmy time.
Yeah. Ruined it. Till the end. Great times, though. It's been a while since we had a show. People have missed us.
Wait, I just realized that Jimmy's on island time, which is like 3 or 4 hours ahead of time. So that's why it is the 22nd. Oh, yeah.
What is he talking?
It's the 21st.
What?
It's the 21st. I got it on. Check the three places, Jimmy.
What?
Hey, man, just let him run with it, E.
I will. I'm going to let him
go. Well, I'm running. Yeah, man. 22nd.
Oh, you're right. I'll be damned. Oh, no, I see what's happening
it's
here.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
Okay, I see.
It doesn't matter what day it is.
No, no, Jimmy, you're right.
It's not the 21st or the 22nd.
No. I am wrong on
it's
that. Okay, good. Good news, Kyle is back.
Yes.
Kyle, we got pictures from him.
From
and everything
down
like
under.
That. From down under. And I apparently he's got some friends in Aussie land because we had really picked up the listeners in Australia.
Yeah. All right.
That's fitting.
Diamond's down there, too.
Crikey.
Keep those emails coming.
And then Bart, our counselor-to-be, mm-hmm. checked in, of course, with some good stuff. And undercover, DC Eric Undercover.
Yep. Ah.
He wrote us a thing about the extortion fee in Montgomery County, which that's where Jimmy grew up, of course. And Jimmy
right.
knows.
Right.
Eric McDaniel's undercover.
That's right.
Jimmy McDaniel's 1414.
That's right. That's right. That's S Street Northwest. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Google this. Okay.
That's right.
And Gunnar sent us a great video.
Yeah.
Of the MI being detained. This was classic.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
That was really good.
And we got some Barack Obama talk.
Yeah. Oh no, that was classic stuff.
Yeah, it was somebody trying to come into the country.
No. It was a border checkpoint.
Yeah, border checkpoint.
But it wasn't on the border.
Oh,
it was
okay.
30 miles from the border.
Hey, no, it was like a state border.
No, well, it was the Homeland Security Border Patrol people,
right.
Whatever it was, and they had a stop,
right.
And they were asking people, are you a citizen of the United States?
Right.
What country are you a citizen of?
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, am I being detained? I mean, yeah, well, we put a link to the
video.
Yeah, it's a great video. And I love the comments. It was several of the comments were stuff like, you know, shut up, dude. Why didn't you just say yes and you would have been, you know, United States and,
right.
and you'd have been on your way. You know, you're the kind of people who's an asshole. And they don't realize that this is the guy was perfectly all right. And I would have done Jimmy would have done the same thing. No
mm-hmm.
question about it. Would have. I mean, he must have asked it 25 times.
Right.
Am I free to go?
Right.
Am I being detained? Hey. And finally.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to put a link there. That's
oh, no. It was fabulous.
Yeah,
and it was. You can say what you want.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
That's exactly.
Move along.
That's right. Move along. That's
these aren't the droids we're looking for.
That's what he should have said.
Move along.
He's earned a Druid job.
He should have. No, that would have been so too. Classic to have him to see in front of the camera, see his hand wave,
right,
like
right,
Obi-Wan, and him say, "These aren't the droids you're looking for."
Oh, my.
No, that's classic, Jack. Very good, very good.
We'll put a link to that.
Oh
too,
my
man.
God!
Yeah, that Star Wars reference.
Oh, which,
if you don't know, you got to check it out. The original
Star Wars. Speaking of Star Wars, I have
Star
in my
Wars
hand here
A New Hope.
I have here. Family Guy presents Blue Harvest. Have you seen this?
Dun,
no,
I haven't.
Dun, dun.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's cute as a button.
It's the ripoff of Star Wars. From
it's
Family
totally
Guy,
total
right?
ripoff.
Right?
And Stewie is you know
Darth Vader.
Yeah, I mean
right.
it's just hysterical.
Yeah, I
mean,
I gotta see that.
Oh no,
yeah.
It's right here.
Okay.
So you
hey,
can,
so the satellite. You see the missile?
Oh, I didn't.
Yes,
shot the satellite.
Shot
down.
It. Apparently, dead.
I haven't seen a good picture of it yet, but apparently dead center.
Apparently dead center and blew the hydro, which is a terrible waste of that fuel.
I know.
I mean, they could have brought it back.
1,000 pounds of it or something. You know?
It was, huh?
Like 1,000 pounds of hydrogen.
Yeah, 1,000 pounds.
Know?
Right. The whole thing was like 5,000 pounds the size of a bus.
Right.
And they said it was there were pieces that were going to come down. If
right.
If it was.
They just didn't,
yeah, but then the kids would find it and they'd all start doing hydrozine.
Yeah, for about a second.
It'd be the new methamphetamine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I like some of the comments. They go, and there were some critics that thought it might have been a thinly disguised anti-satellite weapon.
Wasn't that thin?
It wasn't that thin.
Wasn't that right. thin at all.
Kaboom. Yeah. Yeah, do we have a kaboom sound?
Yeah,
over there?
But, yeah, apparently there was video of it. And,
really?
Some people did see it.
I haven't seen it.
Really? Some people saw it?
Yeah, they saw the pieces coming down right after the explosion.
Right. And
you're
the
kidding.
Lunar eclipse on the same night.
Yeah,
it was
the
awesome.
Lunar eclipse on the same night.
Awesome.
Yeah, they was up in Canada. They got
the,
a good view of it.
Yeah, but, and the first rocket actually homed in on the moon first. That was the
right.
problem.
You know, it's amazing that they shot that missile from a cruiser. Like in the Pacific, I believe, you know, mm-hmm. it was like out of
right.
Hawaii or somewhere, you know,
yeah.
and you think about it, a 3-stage rocket, but staying off a boat. You know?
Well, off a ship. Actually.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Big boat.
So a lot of good stuff happening, and we're waiting for Councilor Curtis. He should be here shortly, but I just did want to mention a couple
a
things.
He's a little late.
Well,
hey, but we're here.
Again, it as attorneys always say, you are innocent until broke. And, so I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
Good.
Yeah. A couple of things came up I thought were interesting. Americans ranked Lincoln as the top president. Did you see the top 10
list?
Yeah,
they do this every year.
Every year.
Do they? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we did. We talked about this before. Lincoln got number one.
He got his numero uno before, right?
Yeah.
It's short-term memory loss, Jimmy. It's okay.
Well, James. Oops. Cut that off. James, somebody. Okay, Flowers. Okay. No, James. Finish that. Yeah. Okay.
But you were going to say that. I mean,
Lincoln, well, it was interesting to see the list. Here's the list. Lincoln, number one, who's arguably the worst president we ever had in Jimmy's mind. Reagan, number two, who arguably is probably, at least in Jimmy's memory, since I only go back as far as Lincoln.
Well, he is very trendy right now. So.
Well, Reagan, I think he's pretty good.
He's selling jeans.
Well, the thing about Reagan was he had his poop together in that he didn't do much. I mean, he was focused on one or two things, and that was all.
Man, he was good at talking.
He was good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the FDR, number three, and he was arguably the fourth worst president we ever had.
All right.
Kennedy, you know, Kennedy almost got us all killed. I mean, literally,
right,
literally,
right.
was in seconds away right. from having the entire...
Cue the bomb music again there. Remember, we got to talk about Fidel later.
Okay, do you mind?
It's hard to contain myself.
I can see that.
It's been a long time.
Okay. You need to smoke after you leave here rather than before you show up. You know, that's the problem is, you know.
It's before, during, and after.
I understand how that works. Okay. Washington was number five. Okay. Bill Clinton, number six. Can you imagine? Number six.
Hey.
Ahead of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writer of the Declaration of Independence.
Impeached,
yeah.
Impeached,
people.
And, you know,
did anybody remember he was impeached?
Oh, my God. Well, he was, Truman, number eight, who, you know, dropped the bomb. Okay, Teddy Roosevelt, arguably the second or third worst president we've ever had at number 10. And George W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that? No, okay, he's number 10.
No, George H.W. Or George W.
No, it was George W., I think. Hey, oh, my God, he's here. Yeah, counselor, yeah, good to see you. I think it was George W.
It was the first.
Okay, I have that wrong. Then.
Yeah.
I have that wrong.
We're just getting through some of the first stuff. Yeah, we're still on the list. He hasn't even introduced us yet. Don't worry.
No. Oh, that's
Hi,
right.
everybody.
Hey, okay. Councilor Curtis is here.
Yeah.
Finally. Engineer here.
Not
the Mixmaster. Good.
And that's it.
And Jimmy, and that's it.
That's right. It.
And the Jack Rhodes Show will continue.
Watch out. Although I got a new microphone here.
Yeah. Yes. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Apparently the
I had
other
to get
one,
him a little less sensitive
that's
one.
That's right. Apparently the other one wasn't unplugged enough.
Okay. We had it unplugged, but it still breached
the
gap.
It was so sensitive, it still arced over, and I still picked some of you up. So I figured this one would
eliminate it completely. And as always, you can have background music playing while I'm talking.
Yeah, this is actually a noise canceller so that you don't get picked up in our mics either.
Yeah, one would hope.
Jack, would you give me like the backup singer's mic?
Yeah.
This is the secondary keyboard tambourine mic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got the spare horn mic.
It's a spare drum mic off the cowbell.
Smell included.
That's right. Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
What are we talking about here?
Nothing. We just were talking about the top presidents and how they blew it. It's a sad commentary on today's education system that Lincoln's number one, and that in the top 10 list are Bill Clinton and Teddy Roosevelt.
More importantly, Counselor, we want to confirm that today is Thursday, February 21st.
Since there was some argument about that.
There was confusion there for a while.
I screwed up.
The satellite was successfully shot down.
Right.
Dead on, so we enjoyed that. We have not.
I want to find some video and link to that.
We have not talked about Fidel yet, but we're excited, and Jack is excited to talk about Fidel.
Okay, well, if you want to talk about,
and then there we are, and then okay, now we can start the show. The Jimmy Doan Show.
Oh, that's nice of him to say.
Well, yeah, we've done the presidents before. This looks like a spurious list to me. I mean, let's face it, W is on here.
Bill.
He's number...
I like Bill, too, man. Come on.
And yeah, and Clinton's number five.
Five or six.
Clinton here's number six, it says.
Okay.
Above Thomas Jefferson.
Above Jefferson, who's number seven, right? Hard to believe.
Clinton's got Jefferson in his mix.
I know. Maybe they got it confused.
You know, I just think, you know...
Double blue dress.
Wrong. Bill Clinton's always on top.
You're just full of it.
I guess.
Keep them coming.
Speaking of the Clintons, of course, right as we speak, of course, Hillary is getting ready to just
panic.
Panic. I mean, Clinton. Kool-Aid, something. I don't know. I think that the Vince Foster routine is going to come out here. I'm not sure on Obama because he's walked away with the last 10 of the caucus and everything else. You know,
he's
like 100
ass.
Delegates. Well, of course, there's 300 or 400 super delegates.
They're switching. I mean, they'll change in a second if they think they can get some out of the
Jimmy. Can you change your light there? Move your light there. Thank you. Yeah, no, but Obama's on a run. He's flying.
So the question is, I know. So Jimmy's going to take a little poll here, Jack. What do you think? Who's going to be nominated for the Democrat Party?
Obama.
Okay, and Counselor?
Yeah, you know, at this point,
Obama chicken shit. And Engineer?
Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul.
He's going to switch
parties.
Last minute.
I thought that it'd be, you know, what Ron should do. He said he wouldn't do it, but you know, he should take a vice president slot with McCain when he gets nominated.
Yeah,
that way he gets in and he gets credibility to run next time.
All right, so answer the question.
Hillary.
I think
Jimmy's alone on this. I think Hillary's going to get it.
Okay.
Well, I've thought her all along, but the one thing about it is that I think Obama has, I think in all the Democrats' mind, he's more substantive, he's fresher, and all this kind of stuff.
There is still time for him to self-destruct.
Right.
Well, absolutely.
I tell you the truth, of people that would self-destruct, Hillary, I think, would be the first one. She could pull a Howard Dean moment.
I can see that.
And so could McCain.
Her message isn't going to get any better. And Obama is still going to start pulling socialist shit out of his ass.
Well, he has. I mean, I did receive an audio clip of a 45-minute speech he gave the other day, like 2 days ago. And apparently he has just absolutely promised everybody everything. I mean, big money cash. And I understand that since they're both senators, they are voting for the superdelegates like crazy. No, I mean, like $600 million or something is going out for the superdelegates, or maybe it's $600,000 cash instead of $600 million. I forget. Whatever it is, it's a ton of money that they are absolutely bribing the superdelegates to, you know, switch sides one way or the other. It's just hysterical. I mean, I think it's hysterical to watch, but there's still like 6 months before the, there's plenty of time, but I mean, the swords will come out. Hillary, Hillbill, whatever it is, those people are not, they have got way too much into this.
Billary.
Yeah, Billary, right. I mean, you can, well, to say?
I tell you, I mean, if anybody would pull it out, I mean, I would expect Bill to do it, but
man, I go back two or three, four shows, and I mean, I was saying Obama at that time.
Okay, well then you're the prescient one, and we will give you credit.
Well, no, he was just on a roll. It became evident. Five weeks ago.
Still think that the Clinton machine will find a way to pull it out. I mean, when it's
Clinton.
No, I really believe that those people would absolutely stop at nothing.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
For her to get the nomination.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if some people mysteriously disappear.
No. What I'm saying is it would take a self-destruction on Obama's. I don't think there's anything Hillary could do at this point. It would have to be. And they were giving his wife. They're coming at him full throttle now.
They haven't started. This is nothing. This is pity pat compared to what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you think people are going to die?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Perfect. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the Vince Foster playbook here.
Vince Foster playbook.
Jimmy makes the call.
Well, explain that, Jimmy, for Vince Foster.
Quote, committed suicide.
Yeah.
Committed suicide.
And then he moved his body.
Yeah, that's right. It was amazing how he did that. Let's see. He committed suicide over there, and he's over here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, right.
All right. So what else we got?
Okay. The next thing I've got here, and in no particular order, this was an article in the New York Times. Conflict on the menu. I always love it when various people on the same side get in a fight. When environmentalists on one side fight with the environmentalists. Mm-hmm. New York City new rules for menu labels at chain restaurants have set off a food fight among the nation's obesity experts. I mean, I love this. The whole article here is so funny. This is from about 3 or 4 days ago. Let's see, today's 21st, right?
So they want to put calorie counts on the...
Oh, yeah, they want to put calorie counts, which is interesting. They, flagging that a double Whopper with cheese has a whopping 990 calories, for example, will make patrons think twice about ordering one. And the rules are set to take effect in March.
No, it won't. They're going to call it the Whopper 990. I'll take three.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, what they're going to say is,
Diet Coke.
It ain't 1,000.
28
fried diet.
Less than 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
still have two a day and be on your 2,000 calorie diet.
What a wussy burger. Come on, not even 1,000?
Right.
Yeah. You still have two.
Throw a couple slabs of bacon on that.
That's it. Oh, that's right. Double mayo. That's not on that.
Double meat.
There's a counter theory, however, set forth by Dr. David B. Allison, the incoming president of the Obesity Society. Didn't even know we had one. A leading organization of obesity doctors and scientists. An affidavit he recently submitted to the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York has ignited a controversy within his organization. In the filing, Dr. Allison argues that the new rules could backfire, which, of course, we always know the unintended consequences, whether by adding the forbidden fruit allure of high-calorie foods, or by sending patrons away hungry enough so that they will later gorge themselves even more. I mean, so you go in and you split a Whopper at this Burger King, uh-huh, and then make it to the next Burger King and split another one.
Across the street to
Dairy Queen.
Right.
Reminds me of somebody I know who only has a glass of wine at dinner, and this particular person, who shall remain nameless, only fills the glass like a sip at a time.
Right.
And can actually finish off a bottle. I've seen that.
One glass.
Only had a sip.
That glass hadn't been finished yet.
That's right. Hey, what harms might result from the new rules, Dr. Allison wrote in the court filing, this is difficult to predict. So the point is, and he goes on this whole thing about how they might backfire. So, well, there's a little problem, and it turns out that he's on the payroll for Coca-Cola and Kraft Foods and Frito-Lay.
Oops.
Yeah. And they're saying the possibility that these...
conflict of interest.
Yeah. Conflict. Well, anyway, the whole thing goes on. And he says, no, I can be totally I get totally above the fray on this. I have no problem at all.
Objective.
And he says the
abuse. I get paid to be objective.
Yes, exactly. And sporting guy. The Obesity Society believes that more information on the calorie content on restaurant servings, not less, is in the interest of consumers. And so they're talking on about this stuff. And as always, one of the things that they leave out a lot of stuff, of course. And, it will be interesting to see. I don't know what the, if all the food chains have to post their calorie information, the idea, I suppose, is that people won't eat as much, and I just don't believe it.
No.
Well, there was another article in London. I just was looking at this. It says, unhealthy people cost less than healthy. And it's this thing we were talking about before. It said, preventing obesity and smoking can save lives, but it doesn't save money. And the thing is, because you live longer and you cost the health system more in the end.
That's true in the end.
Well, they said, they said they did.
Hurry up and die.
Yeah. Well, that's the point with Social Security. Everybody's living a lot longer now. And
Issue. Did you see the one where there was a group that wanted to establish a body mass index rule? I'm not kidding. I think this is a city, and what they wanted to do was have it so that if you were a restaurant and somebody came in above X body mass.
Oh, no, we talked about that.
We did?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did. We talked about that. That was where the heck was that? Yeah, they wanted to, it was in Mississippi. We talked about that last time.
Oh, okay.
That was in Mississippi where they were filing a bill, and they basically wanted, like you say, they're going to have somebody. And I'm telling you, if it was like some really super hot chick that was checking my body mass, I wouldn't mind. But I'm sure it'd probably be some old weasel.
Jimmy whips it out at Sonny's barbecue.
That's it. Barbecue.
Can I come in?
All right.
It's downhill from there, isn't it?
The Jack Rhodes Show.
Yeah. Speaking of beef, of course, you did notice that the USDA
recall.
Another big recall.
I mean,
biggest one ever.
This
biggest
is 140. What I loved about this, 143 million pounds. Now, the one we talked about a week or two ago, or last two shows, was 35 million pounds, and put that company out of business.
Right.
Wow.
This one, 143 million pounds,
largest ever.
Well, it doesn't take much. 143 million, let me put it this way. If it ain't the largest, it's pretty damn large.
Yeah.
That's like a Texas, all the cows in Texas for a year or something. I mean, anyway, they said no illnesses have been linked to the meat. And they said the health threat was likely very small. Two former employees were, the reason they did this is because that video that got out that showed the workers in this factory prodding cows with electric to get them back up on their feet so they could die. It was well, of course, the animal cruelty people were all over this.
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line was the five felony counts of animal cruelty and three misdemeanors were filed against a pen manager, three misdemeanor counts. Illegal movement of a non-ambulatory animal, that's a good one, were filed against an employee who worked under, and they were all fired. The point is that they estimate that about 37 million pounds of the recalled beef went to school programs, but it's already been eaten.
It's all for the children.
That's right. Well, let me tell you, here locally in Alachua County, they went out and they found, 50 pounds in one place and 27 pounds in another and, immediately took it out and burned it with the marijuana people.
Right. But nobody's got sick or died.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. None. Zero. Zip. Mm-hmm. We don't think there's a health hazard, but we do have to take this action. Why? Well, that's what I'm wondering is, the whole thing is, of course, the people that are upset about it mostly, as much as anybody, are the Humane Society. They just don't think, when before you slaughter that cow, you don't want to poke them with anything. They might get hurt.
Right.
I mean, you have to understand, they're going to be dead within about a minute after this. And they're saying, well, but you prodded them.
Right.
Yeah, well.
You prodded them. Right before you hacked them into
Right before you hacked them, right. Before you slit their throat, whatever it is, or zapped them, or whatever it is. And, of course, the animal advocacy groups weighed in, noting that the problems at Westland would not have been revealed had it not been for animal rights activists. And, of course, as we've always said, animals have no rights. it's really closing the barn door after the cows have left. Oh, thank you so much for that.
Pete is a big sponsor of the Jimmy Don't Show.
Yeah, you can tell.
So like if a cow weighs like 1,000 pounds, it's like 14,300 cows. And if that's according, you don't use all the cow either.
What?
So
no.
Probably 20,000 cows.
20,000, yeah.
Huh? I mean, if they weigh, how much does a cow weigh? 1,000 pounds?
About 1,000, No, what? That's right.
500 pounds.
We put it at 500.
Really? All right. Well, so under 30,000 cows, probably.
No, no, no. 300,000 cows.
Did I do my math wrong?
Yeah. Way to go.
That's why someone's got to use
way to go,
one,
Mr.
Of the,
Decimal
one of those
point.
Calculator 1, 4, 3, thingies.
000 divided by 1000 equals 14,100. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't see the other zero. It was hidden. 143,000.
We're saying over
still
a quarter of a million.
That's still a
buck. Quarter of a million.
Wait a minute,
cows.
143,000 cows.
No,
well,
that's at 1,000 pounds.
That's at 1,000. So in other words, there's probably more cows. And again, they don't use the bones and stuff,
or the hoof,
or the hooves, or whatever. Yeah.
Hey
whiskers.
Man, you got
the lips. Yeah,
lips so, and assholes.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Yeah. Chime in there. Okay, there.
That makes a good hot dog,
Mr. Explicit. Okay. Is that how they make the hot dog? They run it through the
No, that is
asshole.
The hot dog.
I was going to have a hot dog later.
have a foot long.
Foot long. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that I don't know how much money is involved here, but it's just millions and millions of dollars.
We take PayPal, so if there's any left over,
yeah,
send it out.
What it shows, of course, is that, first of all, they're obviously not doing their job, number one, the USDA or whoever it is. And even if, and I don't think this is a problem anyways, personally. I know that this is all.
You'd eat it, right, Jimmy?
In a heartbeat.
Send
you
the
cook it, for God's sake. You cook
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Doan.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody the other night. I was out with dinner with somebody the other night, and they said, well, you know, my cousin's friend or whatever died of mad cow. And I said, you know, there's been like one death.
So that was it.
And that was it. I said, how small is this world? And she was in Oregon or something and died of, you know, that's the problem is because, you know, it takes 10 or 20. The reason you have to recall all this beef is because it takes 10 or 20 years for the mad cow to show up and everything.
Holy
else.
Crap.
Oh, bullshit. You know,
143 million pounds. You got to figure even at wholesale prices, $1 a pound.
Right.
143 million bucks. You know,
that's actually not that much, I guess, in the beef industry.
Yeah, Jesus, though. I mean, for them to just willy nilly.
Yeah, no, that's it. No, and it's not their money. I mean, that's the other thing. It's not their money.
Right. Do you have any petty cash?
150 million.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to have to give the money back? They're going to have to give the money back to the schools that bought all this meat?
Let me ask our barrister.
They've already eaten it, you know.
They already ate it.
Sounds like goods delivered, good served, man.
Yeah, hey, man. You got 90 days to complain. You know, come on. You know, realistically,
like,
90
like,
minutes. If you're not sick in 90 minutes, F you. You know,
let's ask our attorney.
Else.
Is this attorney lawsuit trial attorney stuff meat, so to speak?
I would think that most everybody would demand to be repaid, you know, but I don't know how this works. I mean, it's some kind of special situation because it's USDA regulation.
Man, you're
federal bailout.
Let me get this straight.
Exactly. Federal bailout.
I sell you hamburgers, you eat them, and then you want me to give you your money back.
Oh, no. And
I don't
think
so.
And damages.
Not in my neighborhood.
No, and damages for emotional harm because I might have mad cow.
Cue the automatic machine gun there for me, because you're not getting your money back, okay? Back, I'm bombing you. Back up, okay? You ain't
I think that, again, the market would have figured this all out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's no question about
and
it.
And the market did. They ate it. They're fine.
Right.
Market did. Shut the hell up.
Well, you're not supposed to eat too much red meat anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
So yes,
this is all the school lunch program anyway.
Time
I'm not
for some
tired
mad
of feeding.
Chicken disease.
Yeah. All right, so what else we got?
The magazine told Miley Cyrus to buckle up.
Oh, what the hell?
That's Hannah Montana.
This is Light Notes. Are you skipping forward? Okay, yeah, she wasn't buckled up in the back seat.
And I mean, they got totally bent out of shape.
And her dad wasn't buckled up.
And I mean, everybody just went bonkers. I mean, can you imagine?
Movie. They're freaking rock stars, okay?
Telephone calls to emails and Disney and several of the Miley Cyrus's representatives seeking comment were not immediately returned. I guess not.
What was it, in the back of their limo or something? Or what?
No, yeah, something like that.
They were in the backseat of
a Range Rover in their new movie, and they were, and of course, I the worst thing that would have been happened if you'd seen some smoke coming up from the cigarette she was smoking, I suppose.
What do you mean, in a movie?
It was in a movie.
It wasn't wearing a seatbelt in a movie, and they went ballistic.
Right, right.
I mean, it's a movie. That's what I always, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's not like she wasn't protected. You know, you think about it for a second.
But the car wasn't probably even fucking a car. Excuse my language.
It was a Range Rover, first of all, which is like a Humvee.
Well, it's also one of those things, you don't look real cool with a seatbelt on trying to do dialogue in a movie plot. Right.
Have you noticed?
Was James Bond wearing it? Was he buckling up?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Dave crinkled his brioni suit.
Well, I tell you this much, that the transporter buckles up.
The transporter.
Now, let me tell you something else. Speaking of things
the Terminator.
He buckles up.
Yeah,
so, that's it. Arnold buckles up.
Yeah, so, they just wore
But you know, when you say it's a movie, and like as you say, have you noticed that a lot of times, especially in the older movies, when they're showing the car driving and they're showing it
right
from the hood, the rear view mirror is not there.
Right.
Yeah.
And they take it off the movie, right?
Right.
But I mean, nobody said that. Hey, this is rearview mirror.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, look, 80% of the time, the car is on a trailer, okay?
Right.
Or there's a screen behind it, and it's in
it. And they're showing
theater.
A movie, right? In the back. Yeah. I mean, really the car's not even moving.
No, I mean, look, the Fonz never rode a motorcycle. Okay?
What?
He can't ride a motorcycle.
In fact, that opening shot when you see him coming into Happy Days, he wrecked the bike.
Yeah.
He actually went through to the backyard, smashed through a fence, you know, like he couldn't stop the bike.
That classic opening scene in Happy Days.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And every time he even got near the bike, like they just, Get away from it.
Did he have a stunt double or what?
No, they eventually just mounted it on a trailer.
Right.
And just towed it behind.
Yeah. Now that makes sense. I mean, you do that anyway for the stability and everything.
Exactly. Camera shots and whatever.
Yeah. So this next item that I have here is titled, Is PBS Still Necessary? I don't know how long I have said that.
PMS? No, definitely not.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Public Broadcasting System.
Is PBS still necessary?
But they have all those good shows.
Yeah, right. Charles McGrath talks about it at length, and his actual.
It's supported by the viewers.
They play all those kinds of.
So viewers like me.
Right.
Yeah, not hardly.
And I didn't even pledge.
You've actually pledged to PBS before.
I did one time in a drunken stupor.
You were trying to get a copy of Lathe of Heaven?
No, actually it was for something else, but let me think. Did I do for Lathe of Heaven? I may have. No, I taped that.
Yeah, I know
I taped
you did.
That. I didn't pledge for that. No, I
illegally
actually, it was
for,
it was another thing that somebody came up and wanted a matching something or another, and I literally had too much to drink that night and went to the phone and made a pledge, and I regretted it ever since. Charles McGrath writes this for, I think it's for the New York Times, and he says that the TV should be shut down, basically. But the radio, he wants all the radio to get all the money. Apparently, the NPR has gotten a lot of listeners.
Well, now, here's an argument that I'm waiting to hear. You ready? Well, see, the radio is a dying genre, and we need to keep it alive.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've got my thing right here that I'm sending off to our local Gainesville Sun here, called It's Time to Pull the Plug on the Library.
Yeah, well, we talked about that one.
Well, I got my new line is that our library is our local version of Terry Schiavo.
It's on life support. Can we post that on the web?
I'll put it on the blog.
It's on life.
Jimmy.
It's our Terry Schiavo here. It's unbelievable. It's dead, and they just don't admit it.
But
the PBS is necessary. What this guy actually says, though, I thought it was interesting, is that the listenership on the radio is going through the ceiling. The people are listening to NPR.
Right.
I mean, and of course it's going. But I love the way he writes in this. For the eighth straight year, the Bush administration has ritually proposed taking a hefty whack out of the federal subsidy for public broadcasting. The cuts, in effect, would slice in half the money that public television and public radio get from the government. If we follow the usual script, this means it's time for upset listeners and viewers to rally to the cause, as they have in the past, and browbeat Congress into restoring the budget. Every year, though, it gets a little harder to muster the necessary outrage, and now and then a heretical thought presents itself. What if the glory days of public television, the days of Monty Python, Upstairs, Downstairs, and The French Chef, are past recapturing? Lately, the audience for public TV has been shrinking even faster than the audience for the commercial network. The average show on primetime PBS show now draws about as many as Friday Night SmackDown. And the
really?
Yeah. It's, what they, it's 1.4 on the Nielsen rating. But
a
I love 1.
this. 1.4?
Yeah, whatever. It means it's nothing. It's a million and a half, million
that's
something.
That's a decent show.
Well, you, that's prime time now. That's the big one. Now, what they did is, I love this. They are all, wasn't the least bit shy about trying to arm wrestle stations into running a program whose host was Paul Guigeau, editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. Unless you count occasional outbursts of hand-wringing earnestness on the part of Bill Moyers or David Brancaccio on Now, it's hard now to see anything resembling liberal excess on PBS. And he says, if there ever was such a thing, and there was.
But I, there still is. It's all over the
place. It is. But it is a little bit. It's, I will say this. I've seen a couple of balanced shows on there. But
I've seen a lot of good shows. It's not that they can't do it right. It's that it's another program that has infinity potential funding. I mean, you know, it's in perpetuity, and it's potentially an infinite amount. I mean, what could be bad about funding a public information program? I mean, it just sounds so good, you know?
Right.
I mean, and so, I mean, you can't say anything bad about
vote
it.
Vote yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is interesting because they scanning the PBS lineup, in fact, it's hard to detect much of a bias towards anything at all except possibly mustiness, except for Antiques Roadshow. The NewsHour, Nova, Nature, and Masterpiece are into their third or fourth decade, and they look it. Every now and then a one-off like The War, Ken Burns, or the documentaries PBS series in 10 years comes along and makes a huge splash. The first episode was watched by 7.3 million people, or about as many as tune into the NBC Nightly News. But such projects are few and far between, and they mostly serve as advertisements for the box DVD set, and we know that. But anyway, the point is the most typical primetime fare is something like Keeping Up Appearances, which was about British snobbery that was old 10 years ago. And 40 years ago, it was different. There were only three networks, but none of them were known for challenging or high-minded programming. The stunningly expensive BBC documentary Planet Earth, for example, which in the old days would have been a natural for PBS, was instead on the Discovery Channel. And The Tudors is only better produced, more nudity that used to make Masterpiece Theater once the flagship PBS. So in other words, the point is that the really good stuff is going to commercial TV. And of course, the other thing, that this is what I've always noticed, not only do they have Pledge Month, you know, twice a year or something like that, where they just beg the whole time. Corporate sponsors were allowed to extend their, quote, credit, unquote, announcements to 30 seconds. Commercials in all but name have been a regular feature on public TV, not to mention the pledge programs, the fundraising equivalent of waterboarding. and I love this, but Jim Lehrer, 73 years old, has been on NewsHour since 1975, so long that some of his early viewers are now on assisted living. but I mean, it's fascinating to me to see that this finally come out. This is a heretical stance come out to talk about PBS. And I've always said that you knew right off the bat when a PBS show was 23 minutes long for a half hour show and 43 minutes or whatever it is for a 1 hour show, you knew already that it was commercial. You know, what are you doing with that extra time? Well, obviously you can call it what you want, but it's commercial. And you might as well tell it's commercial.
That's what I love is when it starts the Jim Lehrer show, you know, which I love. And here it goes, and it says brought to you by, and then there's three big commercials.
Right.
ADM or whatever.
The
Pacific
only
Life.
Right. The only saving grace is that they don't interrupt the middle of the show.
Right.
With a commercial. That is the only saving grace. But the bottom line is you can set your DVR, whatever it is, to start 5 minutes after the show begins and have it end, you know, you can record 23 minutes and you'll get the whole show and except for the ads. And but that, the nice thing is that you won't get any ads if you do that on a regular show. Obviously they're not idiots. They put the ads, you know, three or four spots during the middle of the show. So you have to actually physically
hit the fast forward button.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It's really, yeah.
You have to physically fast forward.
You actually
forward.
Physically have to.
Well, I do like the little 30-second skip. That's nice. At least it gives you a little.
Oh, yeah, that is nice. Yeah. That, you know, it's. I mean, isn't that just great the way the market comes up
figures
with stuff
it
like
that? Right,
I mean,
right,
already
right.
figures it out. You know,
what I'm waiting for also is the.
I don't have that yet. I don't know about that.
The TV commercial.
I will soon.
Well, that's
you heard it here first, Jack.
I was waiting for the TV commercial that's in slow-mo. So that when you
right.
fast forward,
they already sort of have that. I mean, I've seen where they basically just put the sign up there. Right.
Nice.
And even if you fast forward it, you can read it.
Right, right.
So, well, I mean
that's it.
Eventually, it's gonna prevent you from doing it, just like it does at the beginning of some CDs.
Well, the 30-second skip goes right by it, I guess.
You know, the beginning of some DVDs.
Right, you know, you can't. Right on the DVDs, you hit the go away. The little circle comes up there. Cannot do. Right. No.
Do not do.
That is not going to happen. No, I have noticed that. It's fascinating to watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
You have to read that.
You have to.
But see that was one of the big benefits of the VHS tape over the VCR.
Look, well,
I don't know if you've noticed, Jimmy's not throwing his VHS machines up. I tell you this much,
I'm still buying VHS.
No, well, you can get them for $5.
I rest my case.
$5.
He knows the market
Stack
value,
them up.
Man.
Not only that, I am actually loading up though on what's going to be a priceless commodity here in a couple of years are the head cleaners.
Oh yeah, exactly. You
wait.
Head cleaner.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Woo!
This is gonna cost you.
Cost you money.
I'm telling you, this could be
no,
like
no, listen,
no. They're gonna. It's gonna be like water in the desert.
No,
right.
No.
I'm
listen,
telling you right now.
I even got it better when I was just at the flea market the other day. Antennas, TV antennas.
Oh yeah.
Come on. We'll pay you to take them. You know.
Let me tell you.
They had hundreds. Of, what is it? 2 years, and they'll no longer.
No. One year from today. One year from today, you will not have, if you have a 6 or 7 year old TV set, it goes dark.
Bye bye.
Yeah, bye bye.
This one guy at the flea market had nothing but antennas.
Man.
Well, this is a great market for to start airing the Jimmy Doan show. You know, the
don't
TV.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Again.
You can't get anything, but we'll go ahead and broadcast analog.
Oh, yeah, is that how it's going to work?
I love it. We'll broadcast in analog.
So
we'll show you. That's channel 13 and a half.
Channel 13 and a half, 24/7 Jimmy Doan show.
That's right.
It's all you get.
That's
TV, man. Let's make it seamless. We'll go on live as soon as they drop off, and
they won't ever know.
80% of the watchers they got it on all day anyway, and they whatever.
You're like, oh, let's see what this looks good.
Yeah, no, I mean that's the beauty. The beauty of it is like February.
Money.
It's February 9th or whatever it is next year when they have to all go, and of course on February 10th. You know, they're going through their channels and they get one channel.
That's right.
It's the Jimmy Doan show. The only analog channel.
Oh my God.
Hey, awesome.
We could probably get a deal on some broadcast equipment.
Why don't you put one of those together, Jimmy, with some of your Jimmy junk and fasten MacGyver one up. And then we'll do that.
Okay, next on the list.
Hey, are we going to take a break here?
Let's take a break. Good plan.
Jack's always thinking.
No.
Taking the break,
good.
Man.
No, it's good for the mixing, man.
Break.
Shout out to the Jack Rhodes show. That's my favorite show.
Jack Rhodes.
Jack Rhodes rocks.
The Jack Rhodes show.
Oh, one of my favorite songs. I love that.
I've got a feeling deep inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a feeling I can't hide, no, no, oh, no. I've got a feeling.
Hey, everyone. This is DJ Laura B. Thank you for listening to part one of the February 21st, 2008 Jimmy Doan Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be.
Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up.
Yeah.
Everybody put the foot down. Oh yeah.
Download the Jimmy Doan Show as a podcast or visit jimmydoan.com and click on any show to make it play.